This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, who's to blame for the Buckeyes' loss to Oregon, and how does it impact Ohio State moving forward? Nick Wilson and Spencer German break down everything around Ryan Day and the Buckeyes in their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes during each week of the college football season.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. We are at the Rally House in Fairview Park. Stop on out and have a chance to win a Josh Naylor limited jersey. 2 o'clock for the drawing on that. You don't need to be present. Something weird happened in the Ohio State game. At least it felt weird to a lot of folks. A gentleman who is digging into it and thinking it might lead to some rule changes is the senior writer for college football for Yahoo Sports. He's Ross Dellinger. And you can follow Ross on Twitter at Ross Dellinger, D-E-L-L-E-N-G-E-R. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ross, good morning to you.
Hey, Ross.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
We are well. Thank you very much. So late in the game, Ohio State has the football. They're trying to get into field goal position, and Oregon gets called for 12 men on the field. And the clock runs, and time goes off the clock, and they don't reset the clock, and Ohio State loses some time. And then Oregon saying later, hey, you know what? We did that on purpose. Brilliant, Ross? Or are they just saying that now? Because it looks like a brilliant move.
Yeah, it certainly did. I guess we don't know for sure, but it does seem like Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach, is seemed to acknowledge on Monday in his news conference that he did that was intentionally done to run clock. Basically, Oregon traded having an extra defensive back out there on an obvious passing down for a 5-yard penalty in 4 seconds run off the clock. And it's kind of a loophole. Administrators will now tell you, and a loophole that really hasn't been exploited before. If it was intentionally done, it hasn't been done really before like that. We haven't seen that. So the NCAA Rules Committee has been examining the play, and I think today, tomorrow, maybe Friday, certainly by Friday, they will probably release, as we wrote in a story yesterday on Yahoo.com, that they'll release a interpretation, what's called a interpretation bulletin. And they've done it before, and it's basically a directive for officials in future games to handle the play differently. And in this case, you know, it would be to discourage coaches from doing this again. And the only way to do that, of course, would be a directive for officials to return the game clock to what it was before the snap, before the penalty. So enforce the penalty, but return the game clock to its to what it was. So in that, if they were doing that in that game, Ohio State would have had 10 seconds and not 6 seconds for the final play, which probably would have given them two final plays.
Yeah, but it's not. So the directive is to still let the play out. It's not a dead ball foul then, right? Because if you're on offense,
right,
Yeah. So, it just seems I was like, when you had the story yesterday, I was like, wow. And how often do we see something like this happen that fast that they would do a rule change that quickly?
Yeah, and I should be clear, you know, it is just like a directive sort of thing. So it's not a rule change. Rule change usually takes a lot longer. Obviously,
yeah.
It's usually an off season thing that can take months, if not even years. It goes through a whole process. So that will that come during the off season? I'm not sure. But the directive will be something that will address the play for this year, and the idea is to prevent it from happening again. The main component, you know, to the rules committee, one of the main kind of ethic components to the rules committee is that a team that is penalized should not benefit from the penalty. And obviously, in this case, they did.
Yeah, when I read your story yesterday, I was like, wow, this seems really fast for the NCAA because, I mean, they're worried about this NIL thing coming. Oh, wait, that kind of hit him in the face really quick, didn't it? You know, for that, I was like, that just sounds way too fast for the NCAA to do something about it. But I thought it was great. Like, immediately when I read your story yesterday, I was like, all right, hey, they're looking into that and they're going to try to do something. So it's one of the few times where I've actually said, hey, look, the NCAA might be trying to do something right here. But I got to tell you, from a coaching standpoint, I mean, it was brilliant to pull that off, especially after a timeout.
It was, yeah, yeah. It made a lot of sense, and I think Ohio State had three receivers to the right side of the field and one receiver to the left side, and Oregon basically put their extra defender to the three receiver side. Kind of forcing a throw to the one-on-one receiver that had a safety over the top, and it was an incomplete pass. But it was kind of a savvy move there, if it was intentional, as Dan Lanning seemed to suggest. Then it was a pretty brilliant idea.
Ross, what do you think the loss means to Ohio State? Because we have a lot of Buckeye fans here that are absolutely freaking out, and I'm telling you, I'm like, look at the new playoff format. It may not hurt as anywhere near what it used to, even 2-3 years ago. And by the way, at the end of the day, with the new playoff format, that's a great game between the number 2 and the number 3 team in the country if you can forget about your allegiance. So what does this mean for Ohio State moving down the road?
Well, you're right. It's in an expanded playoff, you got 8 more teams that are going to get in. And so it opens the kind of the field significantly. And I ran the math a little bit of the last 10 years. If you applied the 12-team playoff to the last 10 seasons, and 78 teams would have finished inside the top 11 that have at least one loss, and most of those have 2 or 3 losses. 42 teams over the last 10 years would have finished in the top 11 and had 2 or 3 losses. So we will almost certainly see multiple teams with 2 losses, and maybe, depending on the season and how things go, even a team or two with a third loss make the playoff. Because you can see the consolidation of the big brands into the a couple of the power conferences in the Big Ten and SEC is going to lead to more losses. It's just natural that it's going to lead to more losses. So I think that Ohio State fans should look at this a little differently. You got to look at going on the road, to a top 3 opponent and basically coming down to one play. You're just one play away from winning the game. And the selection committee would take all that into account. And I don't think there's any need to panic. Again, even if you lose again, you put yourself in a little more difficult position. But we will certainly have 2 lost teams in the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross Dellinger joining us from Yahoo Sports, covers college football. You can follow Ross on X at Ross Dellinger, D-E-L-L-E-N-G-E-R. With all that in mind, Ross, I think it's great for college football. You know, and you can go play Oregon. Mm-hmm. Oregon can go play Michigan. You can do all this, and you lose a game, you're not necessarily, you know, ruining your season. It has a real NFL feel to me. You know, add the two-minute timeout and everything else. And I think it's a great, smart step for college football. Does it get bigger even as things continue? I mean, you have 18 teams in the Big Ten. Who knows where it goes? Do you think it gets even bigger and better? And overall, you think the way it's going is good for the sport of college football?
Well, yeah, I think the expanded playoffs specifically is great for college football. You know, I always hearken back to the percentages of teams that make the postseason, and that percentage was at 3% under the four team model, and that's, you know, all FBS, including all FBS schools. So about 135 programs, and when you had three of 135, it's right around 3%. To just give you an idea, that most NCAA championships, softball, volleyball, even basketball, are at least at 10%, and some of them are as high as 20% of the field advance to some kind of postseason. And so that 3% certainly needed to increase. And at 12 teams, it's about 10%, 9 or 10% now make the postseason, which I think is pretty ideal. I'm sure eventually it will be expanded. It would not surprise me at all if college football's final postseason kind of resting place, so to speak, is 16. I think that probably is the more of the ideal number, and that's about, you know, anywhere from 12 to 13% probably of FBS would make the postseason. Again, a fairly low number, especially when you look at professional sports. That's often over 20% that makes the postseason. So it was definitely needed. It's great to involve more programs. Great to have automatic qualifiers, so you still have the importance of winning a conference championship.
Ross, thank you for the insight. We appreciate it very much, and it's fascinating what's going on in college football, and I think in a really good way. Thank you.
Thanks, Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.